This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When the saints go marching in.
You know the song, Jay?
Of course.
I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Now, that voice.
One of the most amazing voices, one of the most amazing musical careers in modern history. And he was happy to tell you he smoked a joint every day, and that's how he did what he did. Back in the time when it wasn't necessarily proper. These days, anything goes, but back then it was mostly among musicians. And Yeah, right. Wacky tobacco. Louis Armstrong, the feature on a new podcast. This is not my podcast. I'm not making any money telling you the story. I just find it interesting to see how podcasting, which is often, as a matter of fact, most frequently tied to good radio programs, and most of the people that are producing the podcast are radio people. It's a new podcast about Louis Armstrong. And it's the first time I've seen one of the, you know how they're doing the Elvis movie, the biopics. I would love to have somebody do a movie on Louis Armstrong, frankly. And that was one of the things in my head when I saw this. But anyway, the chronicle of his life, his music, I think that'd be a fabulous podcast.
Yeah.
And frankly, pretty good radio segment as well. So, yeah, people will find that. Listen to it, and so when I see things like that, I think it's worth a mention, so therefore it has had a mention. Talk that matters here, all kinds of up and down information, our discussion every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me. A very interesting reality as to how ex-White House folks, at least the Trumpers, not so much ex-White House people, because most everybody that I've read or seen says Cassidy Hutchinson, about whom we never heard anything before. Never heard a word about her before. But now she's in the spotlight. Liz Cheney says that she's fabulous, and Trump calls her a phony social climber.
Well, so that I guess sounds about right.
Is that it? Yep, right. How else do we, How do we get through or around that? At any rate, I think she's spoken. And the other thing I noticed, I mean, you're going to find this catty probably. Does it look like Liz Cheney has dyed her hair a little? Her hair looks more straw-like now.
Oh, who hasn't been dyeing their hair anymore? But yeah,
really?
you got to do it properly. I found my first gray hair at the age of 13. I am I am just probably a few strands shy of naturally being 100% gray.
Are you?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
38.
Huh. That's about the time when I started turning gray, and I decided not to have gray hair. So that was the end of that. And people for a long time didn't know, because it looked, I did a good job. I had somebody doing it that did a good job with it. But then there were people, and my father found out, he said, you know what? If you keep doing that, you're going to get brain cancer, because that stuff will seep from your, he didn't like it that I was coloring my hair. And so if you keep doing that, you're going to die. That was his
message. That is aggressive.
Yes, it was very aggressive. And he used to send me articles. Yeah, he would send me things in the mail. When I was working in Cincinnati, I wasn't home all the time, for example, wherever I was working, you know, because I had not only this career going, but I was working local radio in a bunch of markets like Baltimore and Palm Beach and Cincinnati and St. Louis and Los Angeles. And so I wasn't always home, and so he'd see these things, and he'd either bring them to the house and leave them, so when I came home, I'd see them, Or it was. It was not. It was subtly aggressive, I guess.
Passive aggressive.
Passive.
Is that where we would go with it?
Yeah, that's probably.
I feel like that's what parents are for.
Person
who knew a person whose kid this happened to, so don't do this.
And right.
Everybody knows a person who has a person who knew a person of something.
Have your father and mother ever done that? And I've not met your mother yet. I'm looking forward to
amazing.
That.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, that's what your father says.
Fabulous.
Yeah. It's nice because they seem like a very happy couple, which is good. You want that of your parents, especially at the age where you are and your parents are moving along the ladder.
Not only that they love each other, but they still like each other.
Yeah, right, exactly. Maybe that's because your mother collects the money. Maybe that's one of the...
she keeps the following life.
The collector, right, exactly. All right, the sad story of a father who committed suicide after his son perished being left in the hot car. So he told the hot car story and the baby dying yesterday. The follow-up to that is this baby's father has committed suicide. This is down in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The parent and child not being publicly identified, which I think is smart.
Well, this is another story, especially with summer and the hotter months. These happen all the time. That's why if it feels like there's so many of these stories
but
in the news,
you said that yesterday. I took exception. I know you said, you know, you can understand people getting distracted. No.
I'm not talking about understanding. I'm talking about identifying why it could possibly happen. When we identify why things like this can be happening,
yes.
We can move forward to preventing it. That's why it's important to discuss the why these things happen.
I get
it's
that.
Not justifying it or understanding it or anything like that.
I didn't think you were justifying it.
Moving towards the part of we need to stop this from happening. These are 110% preventable deaths.
I just find it. Maybe I'm being too judgmental, but
I'm angry about it whenever I hear these stories or read about these stories. How can one not be? Especially
that's it, yeah.
Being a parent, how can this not make us angry? But also identifying why it's happening. So this father accidentally left his toddler in the hot car for hours, and upon realizing it, took his own life as well.
Yeah. All right, that stuff takes the vigor out of your vitality, like being punched in the gut when you hear that. So let's pause for a moment, come back, and find out what most Americans think about the direction our country is going. That's right after these words.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim, or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to the Kardashians and more. It's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch. Which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All in one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Really? 16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So there is a poll. Actually, two or three polls have been taken this week and last week. This one is by the Associated Press asking what you think about the direction of our country. This is taken after the Supreme Court ruling and in concert with the president's response to it. Yeah, there are all kinds of things. What's going on with the Russia? We've been inundated, and that was one of my criticisms when I asked the question, why are they taking up all these controversial things now in the Supreme Court when there's so much tension, there's so much unrest, there's so much disappointment, and why now? Anyway, so this poll done by the AP suggests that an overwhelming number of Americans, nearly 8 in 10, and this, by the way, this number is growing among Republicans and Democrats, find very deep pessimism about our country, mostly the economy and how Biden is dealing with it. As a matter of fact, 85% of adults say the country is completely on the wrong track. 79% describe the economy as poor for themselves. That is, how are you facing the fundamental challenges of your daily life? That's pretty damned discouraging. Inflation, we know, is the only thing good in the whole economic scene is that there's only 3.6% unemployment. But yet, even though the unemployment is 3.6%, there weren't a whole lot of jobs that were added after the pandemic. As a matter of fact, there still are a lot of people looking for workers. So where did these people go? Was there new business created that sucked up all of the people were around looking for a job?
So many more people are working from home or created their own business in some way, shape, or form. More people are working more than one job. And a lot of businesses have downsized in the sense of, well, the work still needs to be done. So instead of having all these people all do one or two jobs, now you have fewer people taking on all of the jobs. You have people who are doing a whole lot of side work.
It's off the books.
People who have jobs that are available, but they don't want to pay people properly.
Yeah, it's off the books kind of stuff. So 14% say things are going in the right direction. 21% were saying that in May, and 29% said that in April. So look at how it's going down by leaps and bounds each month. And I don't like talking about these sorts of things, but I do think it's interesting how people hang it on Biden. And there's a certain amount of responsibility there, but it's not just one person. If you want to point the finger of blame, I don't really want to do that. What do we do to fix it? If you put a bullet in Putin's head, that would be the first thing to do, and then go from there. Here's the story from Colorado. A bison, which is like a buffalo. This is the second attack, by the way, at Yellowstone this year. 34-year-old guy charged and gored by a bison just walking with his family in the park.
Yeah, didn't even try to go up to it. Or, you know, sometimes people get a little too close. You have those people who are like, let me take a selfie. No, this
gored in the arm. Good idea. Yeah, not a good idea. But anyway, this guy apparently is okay. He was wandering around near Old Faithful. And remember I said the last time we talked about this, like the last week or the week before, I was talking about how there's just one on the main road into Yellowstone, there's just one little sign that says Yellowstone with an arrow pointing up the road. You get a big kick out of that. So anyway, there's a word to the wise is sufficient sort of a thing in here. The last person that got gored was just a couple of weeks ago, 25-year-old Ohio woman, was tossed 10 feet into the air. And that would be scary as you know what.
These things move fast.
Do not approach wildlife unless you want to have a problem. I guess that's the word. 21 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's 23 after the hour now in today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to chase the moon and the stars. Actually, this is about stars. First, I want to talk, though, a little bit about, before we talk about Cameron Diaz coming back, I want to talk about TikTok. The Federal Communications Commission, at least one of the commissioners, has called on Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their platforms. So what's going on TikTok? You'd be the person to ask, Jay, in terms of, it's just video, right? Isn't it just more video? What's different about TikTok?
It's TikTok is only video. And
yeah, but why would there be a problem to the FCC with it any more than YouTube or some of the other ways to extend the buzz about a person or something?
That's true. That's a good question. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who told you about TikTok.
Well, every once in a while, wait a minute. That's a ageist question. I know, but
I'm just kidding.
We could use it for this program. How could we promote this program with TikTok?
Yeah, get you on video. Get you doing some of the popular TikTok dances.
Ah, yeah, that'd be me.
We'll teach you the moves. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, no, TikTok's been under scrutiny because it's the owner is China-related businesses, and so there's always the China-related data scrutiny and security issues.
Right.
And when Trump was in office, I do believe he was calling for TikTok to either be banned or they needed to sell it to an American company.
Now, with that in mind, this is not gossip. This is hard news. The House of Representatives last week, I meant to make a big deal out of this, and then I forgot it in the face of all the other things going on last week. The House of Representatives has passed and sent to the Senate, and I believe the Senate's acting on it this week, or are they a hiatus? Maybe they put it on the docket for when they come back. A law which would ban Russian ownership and Chinese ownership of any land, any property in the entire country. This should have happened a long time ago. No more Russians buying up buildings and land in New York and Los Angeles, and no more Chinese buying up. Well, last year the Chinese bought 40-some-odd thousand acres of farmland. What the hell for? Why should we let the Chinese buy up all of our farmland? They shouldn't have ever been allowed to do it, period. And in mind, it took selling tens of thousands of acres to some Chinese guy before they say, wait a minute, why are we selling our land? And maybe the interest here is a little broader than that. Why are we selling our land to anybody that's not an American? I'd want to know the answer to that. Why? What's the value other than profit for the person who owns the land? But there's no reason why. I can't think of a good reason why anybody who's not an American should own land in America.
Other
can
than
you?
The money, like you said, other than the money, nope.
Right, nope. Well, okay.
Right, go ahead. No, I was just going to say some of the good news side, Cameron Diaz is returning to acting. She's coming out of retirement.
This is cool. I've always thought she was
adorable.
Yeah, she really is. She had a baby, I think, didn't she? Or did she have two babies? I thought she had a baby.
Yeah, she has a baby with her husband, Benji Madden. And she announced in 2018 that she was pretty much, well, she confirmed her retirement. The last one she was in was Annie in 2014. But Jamie Foxx, who was with her in Annie, the 2014 version, got her to come out of retirement. They're doing something for Netflix.
Yep. Now, I hear there's a $20 million paycheck. That might have helped encourage her to come back from retirement. But Jamie Foxx is very likable. She's likable. And apparently Jamie Foxx recorded something that appeared on social media, and then he said, I hope you're not mad at me because I recorded this. There's no turning back now. I had to call you because you're one of the greatest of all time to bring back another. He's referring to himself also as a goat. So anyway, Cameron Diaz and I are back in action. So good. That's cool. I'm happy. Yeah, 28.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told lawmakers on Wednesday that a U.S. recession is a possibility. After raising interest rates at the highest bump in over 40 years, Powell said a soft landing has been made significantly more challenging by the events of the last few months. The Boston School Committee has chosen Mary Skipper, the superintendent of a neighboring city, to be the next superintendent of the Boston Public Schools District. The Commerce Department added five Chinese companies to an export blacklist for allegedly helping Russia's military. They did not provide details of the technology involved. A legislative economic forecast released Tuesday says Colorado taxpayers will see a $750 refund this summer, an increase from the initial projections of $400. The refunds normally fall in the new calendar year, but Democrat Governor Jared Polis wants the money distributed ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade will probably mean there will be more people interested in elections and how their elected representatives stand on abortion, but Bidenflation is what's concerning most Americans, so says Representative Vicki Hertzler Wednesday on Newsmax.
We will have a chance for these babies to live out their God-given purpose, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And here in Missouri, we also embrace and support the mother. There are many, many pregnancy care centers that where volunteers work with and support women so no woman feels alone or coerced or that she needs to end the life of her unborn baby. But I think overall, most people are concerned right now about the Biden inflation that is preventing them from being able to even fill up their car with gas or find food at the store.
The nation's capital has announced transportation problems for this holiday weekend.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Finding solutions, hopefully, to the problems that we're talking about, the events of the day, the issues of the day. This is National Pollinator Week. Jay Kirshner, did you know that? You know what that's all about? National Pollinator Week.
Interesting. I do know what pollinators are.
You do?
I do, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Bees are big ones.
The bees, the birds, and the bees.
Butterflies pollinate, too.
Yes. There are other pollinators beside... there's a actually I saw this on Twitter. We're talking about me and TikTok. So my eyes are bigger than you think they are sometimes because there's a lot of unconventional stuff around. But whenever I see anything that has to do with farm and food and that sort of thing, I gravitate to it. So the reason there's a pollinator week is because bees, when they became in short supply, that started about 9-10 years ago when the bees were dying off. Somebody finally figured out it was Monsanto and all the crap that gets sprayed around on lawns and you know, trees and in our food supply, the food chain, to get rid of weeds. Well, also got rid of the bees, big time. Billions of bees started to die and the wholesale reality, I have bees on my farm, and they had a better winter this past winter than they did the winter before. The winter before, basically none in the hive, they didn't survive. But this year they did. So that's a good thing, because you don't have to go out and buy new. The sources of bees are getting fewer and fewer. You can buy hives down in Pennsylvania, I think in Virginia, places like that, and then you set up your own, you know, your own system, your own situation. But anyway,
cool.
So acknowledging for those who don't know, in terms of our food supply, without bees, you got no food. That's the basic bottom line. Most all flowering plants, and I use as an example, the best example, I mean, you can see it. If you look, if you have a garden, and you look at all the things that are flowering, whether it's the cucumbers, whether it's the squash, they have a flower on them that turns into, like if you watch the plants, the viney plants, the things that produce squash, for example, they always, as they are maturing, have a flower. And the flower actually turns into the squash. That's how they develop. But they don't turn into anything if they don't get pollinated by a bee. That is, the male of the species goes into the female. The bees take from other sources. It's really amazing. Back to Mother Nature being fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how all this stuff works. And is it all by accident? Not hardly. Anyway, so you have to have the male transported by the bee into the female, the flower, and then it becomes, you know, whatever it becomes, squash or cucumber or and potatoes the same way, corn, it's all the same, whatever it is, strawberries. Yep, all right, so we've acknowledged, have we paid enough time to the bees, paid enough attention to the bees?
We have, and my brain is just singing the song Reproduction from the Grease 2 soundtrack, so I thank you for that.
I don't know, how does that go? I don't know that.
Reproduction, reproduction, and it's talking about, like, pollinating and nature and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the underlying innuendo is human, but that's not the class they're in.
While we are talking about things that need to be pollinated, there was a discovery in Vermont this week, a rare orchid that the people, the farmers in Vermont, thought was extinct, hadn't been around for 120 years, has been rediscovered. And biologists up there call it nothing short of astonishing. The Vermont and Wildlife Department confirming they've discovered a population of small orchids that were thought to be extinct back in the early 1900s. Small, is it the whorled pagonia? A pagonia, everybody knows what a pagonia is, right? Don't you think so? It's a rare orchid. Blooms across the eastern U.S., up in Canada as well. They've been searching for this species for a long time, and they haven't found it. But now, I was going to say all of a sudden, but probably not all of a sudden.
It was some avid, what are they called? What are flower, like bird watchers, but flower finders?
I was going to say arachnid. It's something like arachnid, but aren't arachnid spider people?
Those are spider people. It's something with the flower people, and they found it, and they documented it and put it online, and then people were like, well, wait a second. And, it was found in the Winooski Valley Park District conversation land. So now specialists are looking in all the surrounding area to see if there's any more popping up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that it's we have to pay more attention to nature, frankly. Nature and all of its, the value of nature. Okay, so natural gas comes out of nature. You know that, right? Natural gas is part of the process of drilling for oil. When you, the protective sheathing around oil under the, obviously the surface, the gas is there before the oil. And the gas comes out of the ground. And we used to be, when I was a kid, I can remember driving across the country going to visit my grandparents. And you go through the oil fields of Pennsylvania and Ohio and Indiana and Illinois. And you'd see these huge stacks with flames coming out of them. And I often wondered what that was. And I finally found out when I was in, I asked my mother, and she didn't know, because she often would drive us across the country to my grandparents' house. And so I remember in botany in high school, talking about where oil came from, discovering the planet, because there are certainly a lot of things that come from oil, and it's important to know what's going on. So then the gas discussion came up and why we were burning off all that gas, and somebody apparently thought, wait a minute, this is kind of a waste. Look at what we could be doing and what we could fuel. So a gas, because of its nature, is dangerous unless it has a smell. You can, if you're, it's toxic. So if you have gas heat like I do, at my house I have gas heat, a gas furnace, and the fact that it's tasteless, odorless, you will never know it's there until it's too late. They have put a what they call a perfume. It's not really a perfume, but there's a smell to gas. So you always know there's a gas leak. Ever smelled gas, Jay?
Smell it. Smell. Yes.
Yeah,
you can smell it. There's been times where we used to live, we'd walk outside to let Daisy out, and it was like, whoa, there's like gas is coming out from somewhere. You could smell it.
You smell it. Okay, well, now here's another wrinkle that, and again, because I'm suspect and a little cynical with all the people who are trying to do electric, the state of California, as you probably know, has outlawed the use of natural gas to heat your home or anything. It's natural gas no longer can be used. Anything built from now on, no natural gas. Well, now there is word that there is a cancer compound in natural gas. The research is published this week in Environmental Science and Technology. The investigation of unburned household gas. That is the gas that comes out of the stovetop in your kitchen when you turn it on before you, there's a pilot. So you turn on the gas and you can hear it psst for a little bit and then click and the gas lights up, right? So apparently whatever comes out, this is another, the world is full of stuff that we wish we didn't have in us, but maybe it's good that they found this out. This is something that was going on by Boston Gas. They were sampling natural gas supplies in a bunch of homes. They detected various concentrations of what they call volatile organic compounds. They're carcinogenic. They generate secondary air pollutants, particulate matter, that sort of thing. So now, not only is there a problem with what comes out of the back end of my cows, i.e. methane, but the primary component of natural gas apparently has the same stuff that affects the, this is what they say, the ozone layer. The methane gas and these other things in there, the scientists at Harvard School of Public Health had a press conference, and you can imagine this has made big news around here. So will that require a paradigm shift? Do we all of us who have gas? I don't cook with gas. I have electric utensils, the stove top and the oven is electric, but I do have gas heat. It's interesting because there are two kinds of heat. The heat, the warmed water, if you will, that becomes steam. I haven't had hot water heat in my house, but a lot of people have hot air. And the hot air is more susceptible to this kind of a problem than is the hot water. So am I making this too complicated? Or is it?
No, it all makes sense. It definitely makes sense. I'm just thinking about if we do have to, I understand new builds being one thing of like, okay, you just don't put that stuff in, but what about pre-existing homes?
Exactly.
Are people going to have to pay for this themselves to have the swap out?
Yep. My answer to that is probably yes.
Very likely.
Yeah, very likely you're going to have to do that. Okay, in a moment I want to talk about what's going on in Florida with your driving. Those of you who are driving right now and listening in Florida, listen up. You're going to find something that might be moderately disturbing in several different ways right after these words.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Well, now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
47 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Starting next week, if you're driving a car in Florida and you have the windows down or the top down and you're playing music too loudly, you're going to get a ticket. There's the new noise ordinance in Florida that restricts plainly audible music. And so now, if you are caught... sure. Well, what happens if the ice cream truck goes down the street with the music playing? Is that
something you get? That there used to be some kind of noise ordinance restricting plainly audible music, but the ice cream trucks, political campaign messages were all excluded. So this new one removes the exclusions. The sounds can't be heard from 25 feet away, but that's going to be kind of different because if somebody has a soft top convertible versus a hard top, or windows are down or whatever, right. It's going to change how well.
I turn the radio up when I'm driving along.
I know.
If I'm singing a song
down the road.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So if you're driving and you're making too much noise with your car, $114 it'll cost you. That's the fine. So who's got the decibel meter? Is this like a radar gun? They stick the police are, they haven't got anything else to do, so they're going to stick this meter, this measuring device out of the car to hear what kind of, crazy. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, you can hear it greater than 25 feet away. It's like
the police haven't got anything better to do than this.
The curmudgeon that shakes the fist. Turn down the music.
Yeah, well, we all hear that. But anyway, I find it annoying. But I don't think it should be worth a $114 ticket. It's just another, they're revenue enhancement officers. They're not police officers. They're out there to grab your dough. That's it.
We can't just say use your common sense and don't have it too loud. Because, yes, noise ricochets off the buildings. It can make it louder. Certain times of night, maybe people are trying to sleep. Keep it down. Mm-hmm.
You'll hear this discussion, I'm sure, on our daily download, the podcast for the Good Day program. Good Day download. Let's see here. Some of the recent conversations, check the back seat for your children. If you're going out somewhere and you got a child in the back seat, wow, that's something I can't imagine, as I've said many times, that people aren't doing. Also, on the Good Day download, the fact that it's hip to be square. You can check that out, find out what we're talking about at gooddayshow.com, 10 before the hour.
If
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, is about to answer some of your questions, questions connected to the things that he talks about all the time, frankly, on the Good Day Health program, which you can find on many of these same stations, questions about what's in the medical journals. There's been a lot of talk about cancer, and there's sort of a lot of people that seem to be having problems with cancer. What about women who drink sugary sodas? I know there's some information on that doesn't really sound too good to me anyway.
More risk of these sugary sodas, why they should be a treat. This comes out of the American Society for Nutrition this week, that women who drink these sugary sodas, they're at higher risk for getting liver cancer. And not having a good functioning liver is not a prescription to a long, happy life. So bottom line, Doug, these sugary sodas, they should be treats.
Treats. How about ice cream? How about cake? How about cookies? You know where I am in that department.
Treats times four.
Treats. Okay, all right. Now, talking about food, the preferences, there's been some work done. How does one know that, for example, I like ice cream and cake. I just said that. Some people like coffee. Some people like the taste, a lot of barbecue sauce on their food. Some people like hot tamales. Why is it different? Why do my taste genes not work the same as yours?
Well, what you're describing is real. It's not some of it, not all of it is learned, but most of it is genetic. It's wired in. It's wired in the DNA of our bodies that we do have taste genes, and they clearly lifelong can influence our food preferences. Why some people just don't like broccoli from the time they're age one to the time they're 99. This is just all wired into the genes that they do influence our preferences for what we like.
I like broccoli, a little butter, a little salt on it. Yum. Very good.
This was out of the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition this week.
All right. Now, I've had a tough week for business reasons, and I have felt the stress in a way that I've never felt it before. The nerves in my shoulders have gone bananas. And one doctor that I trust has suggested to me that it may be a lot of unexplained consequences people are finding with the shots. Could it be that the nerve endings, if you will, or some way the nervous system has been affected, because I've never, ever felt this way before. I almost thought of calling you because I thought there may have been some problem with my heart, but then it goes away when the stress level goes down, the aches go down.
Yeah, I don't think what you're describing is related to a shot that you had quite a while ago, but it's clearly, stress affects the body in numerous ways. We learned this week that it clearly weakens the immune system and increases our risk for illness. This came out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. But you are, unfortunately, right now under a lot of stress. It would be nice to be doing some exercise, just doing something that you enjoy doing to get it out, or just relieving some of these issues. But a lot of this, watch the stress go away and these things going away. Stress will present itself mysteriously in some people, and this just may be your outlet.
Well, there we go. How about that? You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing is I sleep very well. When I finally go to sleep, most of the time it's restful sleep. I see that there is a study about adults who share beds with a partner. How about if you sleep with your dog? Does that count?
Amazingly, and there was a study out very recently about what fraction of Americans do you think sleep with their dog?
50%.
You are right. You must have seen that study.
No, I didn't actually. I was guessing, but makes sense.
To me, that was an amazingly high number of people who sleep with their dog. And in this study, it was reported in Sleep this week that adults who share beds with a partner, they have more restful sleep. You might think the person around, but just the opposite. Apparently, just having somebody nearby gives your own personal sleep to be better. So unless they're really snoring loud, it's probably very helpful for your longevity on planet Earth.
All right, this is Dr. Ken. Check him out. Late Cardiology. Dial it up at 352 area code 735-1400, and he'll join us again next week on Good Day Health. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.